for following us on our social media outlets on TikTok at Talks With Ty the Podcast, Facebook at Talks With Ty, and Instagram at Talks With Ty _. I look forward to seeing you. Come on in the room and let's talk about it. It's your girl, Ty. I'll catch you in the next episode.
Out with the old, in with the new. New car, new crib, new nigga too.
That's right.
Life moves so fast, let go.
Come on in the room.
Love a little more, cherish what you have. Mm-hmm. The clock strikes 12,
yep.
Hold your glasses high, make mm-hmm. a wish and blow.
Everybody sing. It's going to be the best year of my life. It's
going to
be the best year of my life. Yeah. Happy Sunday. Okay. Happy Sunday. It's all because of you. I'm never sad and blue. You brighten up my day in every special way. Whenever you're around, I'm never feeling down. You are my trusted friend. On you I can depend. 'Cause you take me away from the dirt. Man, what's up, y'all? What's up? Have you ever loved someone so much you thought you'd die? Given so much of yourself, it seems the only way. Tell me what you want and I will give it to you. Happy Sunday, Jah. 'Cause you are my love. Do you ever dream of candy-coated raindrops? You're the same, my candy rain. Y'all, I'm so happy to be up in here. I'm so happy to be up in here. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. We are, y'all, we made it another week. Listen, 2024 is 2024 in, okay? And we have made it to another week. We are blessed, highly favored, all that good stuff. Thank you so much for rocking with me. I'm so happy you came back. I am so happy you came back. Welcome to another episode of Talks With Ty, the podcast. This is Soulful Sundays with Talks With Ty. And I'm so happy that you are in the room. Go ahead and do me a favor if you haven't already. Hit the like button. Hit the share. Excuse me, I'm so, so sorry. Hit the like button. Hit the share. Hit the subscribe. Hit the follow. Hit the bell. Hit all of that. All right, go ahead and share this. If you watch me on Facebook, share it on your timeline so that people can come on in. Okay, if you're watching this on playback, shout out to you. Go and hit that subscribe button and hit that bell. Welcome home, Angel. Okay, if this is your first time joining me, what took you so long? What took you so long? What happened? What took you so long to get here? It don't even matter. I don't even care. Long as you made it, okay? And I'm just happy to have you here, all right? It's Soulful Sundays, and you know, we like to come on up in here and talk about the things that we need to talk about, okay? Your girl's been consistent on this journey. We're going to get it right. All right, and we here. We came up in here because we definitely got some meat and potatoes to get in today, okay? So do me a favor, all right? Go ahead and grab your glass, whatever you like in it, wine, champagne, water, juice, whatever, you know. Get you some aqua, whatever the things are that you need to have a good conversation, grab your glass and sit your
ass right on down.
'Cause you made it to right where you need to be. And you already know what time it is. Without further ado, we finna get into the show. Tell your friend to tell a friend, holla at me. Cue the intro. Boom, 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 boom Let me stop playing. All right, let's talk about some things. Today's episode of Talks with Ty. This week's episode of Soulful Sundays. Listen, I'm here to tell you, don't let your issue become your identity. Okay? Y'all probably say, Ty, why you say that? Let me tell you why. Your issue, or whatever you're growing through right now, whatever that thing is that you are dealing with, is not who you are. And I'm saying everything that I say to you is something that I'm either currently going through or I have been through. Okay. It's never nothing nobody else is going through. It's never nothing nobody else got going on. It's 9 times out of 10. It's always something that I'm dealing with. Y'all, please let me just go ahead and put this disclaimer out here. My internet is acting funny. Okay. So hopefully this is not freezing. Hopefully we get a good stream tonight. Cause I'm telling you, Comcast, Xfinity, you're about to have to count your days. All right. I'm not doing this with you. Get it together. It's terrible. And my bill is paid, so ain't no reason. All right, now, move right along. Don't let your issue become your identity. I wanted to come to you and talk to you about that tonight because I went through this. I went through a level of, or a season of growth. It wasn't easy. It was difficult. It was hard. It was uncomfortable. And I found myself in a place of constantly complaining, like all the time. Nothing was never good enough. Why is this always happening to me? And this was like during the time where my spirit, where God had kind of challenged me to change my mindset about things. And not allowing my issue to become my identity was a really big part of that growth, of that change, right? Because to be honest, I was never satisfied. And having an issue of unsatisfaction, right? People can sometimes label that with who you are. You're always unsatisfied. Nothing never satisfies you. The truth is, it's okay to not be happy with where you are. That's a normal emotion. That's a normal feeling. That's a normal growing pain. What you do about it after is what matters, right? What you do to change it, what you do to fix it, that's where the work happens. And I had to learn to not sit in my issue because I didn't want my issue to become a part of my character, a part of my fabric, okay? You can make a mistake. We all are human. We do not fall short of mistakes. It's in our nature. It's a part of who we are. We're human, right? But it's what you do after the mistake. It can even be what you do in the mistake. You could be in the middle of doing something that you absolutely have no business doing and stop right there in the middle to act. You can do something that you have no business doing or make a mistake, right? And then after, it makes you feel a certain way and you know that progressing forward, you never want to be in that situation again. So you change the behavior afterwards. You can make a mistake and continue to make the mistake. And you could continue to do the same thing, but mistakes easily turn into habits, right? You make a mistake. Listen, you make a choice. Let me not say you make a mistake, because if you make a mistake, you're not going to do it again. Most people, when you make a mistake, it's like somebody telling you that the stove is hot. You know, when you're young, you tell your kids, the stove is hot, don't touch that. Like, something in them, right, is going to want to make sure that their stove is hot. It's not, you telling them isn't enough. They're going to put their hands on it, and then they see,
oh shit, the stove is hot. Mommy said the stove is hot. And it's hot, like,
it hurt. You know what I'm saying? So now they know, factual. And this is most people, right? Most people you could tell, hey, don't do that. I did that. It didn't work. Some people want to test that one. I'm one of those people. Just because it didn't work for you don't mean it's not going to work for me. Depending on what it is, right? You say, hey, don't go over there. It's a snake. Depending on my mood, hey, I might want to go see if the snake really over there. And then, depending on my mood, I might be in a mood where I say, shh.
I ain't taking my ass over there. They said it was a snake. I'm going to take their word for it. I don't need to know. I ain't messing with no damn snake.
You know what I'm saying? So it just depends, right? But letting that issue, that hard-headedness, don't let that become a part of your fabric. Don't let that become who you are. So with me, I found myself in this space where I didn't feel like things were happening fast enough for me. And I just talked about this last week. I often have to check myself because sometimes I look up and I'm like, dang, why this not happening? Or what am I doing wrong? I don't feel like I'm making a progress. And this is like in the work. Like I can actively be doing the work and still don't see the progress that I want to see and the time that I want to see it in. But how many of us know it's not our time and it's God's time? And amen. That's right. Okay. As you grow, you know that things don't happen when you want them to. They happen when they're supposed to. All right. So that's a part of learning. But that's not what this is about. Your issue. So if you're having, let's say you're having an issue like me of not things not happening in a timely manner. Don't let that become who you are. Don't continue to dwell on that issue so much that all you do is complain. Every time somebody say something to you, every time you go somewhere, every time you do something, it's your issue, which is becoming your identity, which is causing people not to even want to be bothered with you. Girl, all you do is complain. Shut up. Every time I'm around you, you got a reason why it ain't working out, why it ain't happening, what's going on with you, why are you always complaining? It's annoying. Stop it. Your issue becomes your identity. You lie, right? You may not tell the truth about something. You get caught in a lie. Okay, I lied. I messed up. That's my bad. I shouldn't have told a lie, right? I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I didn't want nobody judging me, whatever the case. I told a lie. Okay, you messed up. You made a mistake. You changed the behavior. Or you don't. Like, every time somebody come around you, you're lying. Like, all the time. Like, hey, what did you do today? Man, I went and jumped out of a volcano over the ocean, back over the ocean, climbed up to the top of the mountain, slid down, skied down the snow. Like, really? Like, for real? Like, you always lie. Like, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm doing jolly, jolly green or what? Is it raining outside? No, it ain't raining outside. It's snowing in the sky. Whatever the lie might be. I don't know, right? It will become your identity. If every time somebody's coming around you, you're always telling a lie. Man, you know they stole this, that, and the thing. Person ain't stole nothing. Man, you know they owe me this, that, and the third person don't owe you.
Shit. Don't nobody owe you shit. You just lying. You just want to be in a conversation. You just want to make some shit up to be relevant. Right? Just to sound good.
A lot of people talk just to sound good, just to have something to say. Then you just, once people found out the truth or other people was around in the space of the situation that you're talking about, people realize you become a liar. So now your issue of lying has become your identity. You become a liar. Don't do that. Don't put yourself through that, because now you got to work twice as hard, not just to break the habit or to fix the issue, but now you got to change. You got to convince people that you've changed this personality. If you're a thief, you steal something, right? Let's say you steal something. You take something that don't belong to you. You know dang well you ain't had no business taking it. You know that it didn't belong to you. You took it anyway. It's not yours. You made a mistake. Okay, I admit I took it. I shouldn't have took it. Here's it back. People might, okay, you made a mistake. But you took something. Every time you go somewhere, you're taking
shit and it don't belong to you. You're always stealing.
And then everybody be around you and they see you stealing. Like, you always stealing. Then you become a thief. You become known as a thief. Your issue becomes a part of your identity. This happens with anything. Sex. Like, you always, you know, promiscuity. Being promiscuous. Right? Being hypersexual. These things can easily be an issue, right? Sex itself isn't an issue. Sex is a beautiful thing, but it can become an issue for some people, right? And then that becomes who they are, or they're hypersexual, or they're not sexual at all. Just they ain't be nothing, or they are promiscuous, known as being promiscuous. Like, don't let your issues become your identity. I felt like me being in a dark space and me, just things not progressing the way I want them to and things not happening, sometimes I complain a lot. So not that I'm ungrateful for where I am, but I can voice those opinions in a way where let's talk about it in a healthy way, or let's find a healthy way to deal with this. Let's talk about it on a podcast. Let's bring it into the room. You know what I'm saying? And let's say, hey, I'm dealing with this, but I don't want this to become a part of who I am. So one way for me to deal with things, number one, is to write, to meditate, to think, to pray, and then to talk about it openly. You might be dealing with someone who may be mean to you, or you may be feeling some anger in your life right now for whatever reason. Process that shit. Like, do not let that become a part of your identity. Do not let people not want to deal with you because your issue has become a part of your fabric. Right? You don't want to miss out on opportunities because your issue has become your identity. It's become a part of your fabric because you told one lie and now you lie all the time. It's a part of your identity. So people identify you. Hey, don't deal with her. She's a liar. Don't deal with him. He's a liar. You stole once, but now every time you go somewhere, you have a habit of stealing. So now people know that you're a thief. So they say, hey, don't deal with them. They're a thief. They're going to steal. Hey, don't deal with them. They're always taking something. Watch your purse. Don't leave nothing around that person. I know y'all done been around people be like, listen, don't leave nothing around them, because now their issue has become a part of their identity. They're known as a thief. They're going to take something wherever they go. It's just who they are. They've allowed their issue to become their identity. I'm here to tell you, I'm here to share with you, stop it before it happens. This, and I mean, this happens in every area. Sometimes we dive so heavy into our work, right? I noticed this, like, I'm trying to be consistent this year. I talked about this at the beginning of the year. I'm working on consistency. So, like, everything for me is on a set schedule. I'm doing certain things. I'm waking up at a certain time. I'm getting certain things done by this time. Like, I have goals, and I got to reach those goals every day so that I can achieve a level of consistency in quarter one. Right, which is the first 3 months of 2024. I got some goals I want to reach. So I'm doing certain things to reach those goals, and I'm in it heavy. But I can't let my issue, right, that I'm having with a lack of consistency become my identity. I never follow through. I never finish. I just quit. No, I'm not doing that. That's not going to be a part of who I am. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to do the work every day to achieve the goal. Right. Same thing with I said my career. Right. So that was an example for my career. And then we can even allow our career to take over so much that we forget about everything else around. My best friend said to me, we hung out this weekend, and because I've been kind of focused and dealing with some things. And it was also another situation that kind of had me just take a pause and just create some space with certain things that I was doing, places I was going. She just mentioned to me, I seen her, and I'm just like, yo, I miss you. I feel like I haven't seen you. She like, girl, I'm over you. Like, you don't pay me no mind. I invite you out and you just don't come. Like, it's not like I'm not inviting you. Like, we haven't seen each other because you haven't been coming out. And I'm like, dang, like, you're right. Like, I haven't. And it's not because she hasn't invited me. She's definitely invited me, but my issue, right, of just not wanting issues, watching where I go, like, it's becoming a part of my identity. And I don't ever want my best friend to feel like I don't have time for her. I'm not somebody that's willing to continue to grow and move and build and just fellowship with her. Right. I don't want her to look at that as a part of my fabric. You understand what I'm saying? So now that she's made me aware of how she's feeling, because she's feeling some type of way, because she wouldn't have said it if she didn't. Now I have to make time. I have to make time for that. I had an issue last year of, like, with my youngest son, with us not living in the same state, right? I didn't go see him as much as I would have liked to, as much as he wanted me to. So, like, this year, we're working out timeline, proper planning, right? Budgeting, all these things I'm doing so that issue does not become a part of my identity when it comes to me being a mom to my son. You're never around. I haven't seen you. I don't ever see my mom. My mom's never here. You know, those type of things. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, don't let your issue become a part of your identity. Huge part about this is, like, pain. when somebody has hurt you, don't let your issue of pain, of not being, of being portrayed, right? Of being hurt, of being lied to, of being let down. Don't let that be an issue of bitter. Don't let the issue of bitterness make you a bitter woman or a bitter man. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. Work on that thing. Turn that pain into purpose. Use it to help somebody else. I always say that the best way to heal or the best way to find resolve in an issue is to figure out a way how to use that experience and help someone else through it. That's how I feel. Right? I don't let my pain make me worse. If it's brought, bring it. Come on. Let's do it. Whatever you want to do, we could do. So if today you decide to hurt me, I'm cool with that. It's okay. Because I know what that's going to do. See, I become a master molder. Ooh. Yes. I've become a master molder. So I take pain. And because I've been hurt so much, unfortunately, because I've kind of grew through a lot, I know how to mold that thing into purpose. But only experiences of pain have taught me that. Because I refuse to let it fester and infect me and become bitter. So I mold it into purpose. So I change my identity in pain. Pain was sent to hurt me. I change it and use it for purpose. And I'm going to push it out purposefully into the world, hoping that it plants a seed for somebody else. Be a blessing. It only teaches me lessons. I look at trials differently because of my mindset, because of how I process things. That's why I tell y'all, work on your mindset, because it's important. We can manifest this and manifest that and manifest this and manifest that, but if we don't know what to do with the manifestation when we get it,
we're fucked. All the manifestation in the world don't mean shit unless we know what to do when we get it.
That's the work. Working on yourself, figuring it out. What don't feel good when it comes to you, how to release it in goodness. That's power to transform. I've learned how to. Okay, I see what you're doing. It's painful. I get it. I'm gonna eat it. But I'm gonna figure out a way to help somebody with that thing. It's part of my purpose, service, right? Understanding my purpose, understanding what I was put here to do, give out. So understanding the issue of pain. And that or in issue of pain doesn't have to make you bitter. It can also turn you into somebody that hurts people. Pain can produce more pain if you're not careful. So because you have an issue of pain, you could be a person that's known to cause pain if you don't know what to do with it, if you don't know how to transform it, if you don't know how to not allow that thing to become a part of your fabric, which is your identity. Don't allow that thing to become a part of your character. You always known for hurting people. People don't deal with you because they don't want to be hurt. And the excuses will hurt people, hurt people. Hurt people heal, man. Listen. Yeah, hurt people, but that don't make it okay. At some point, we've all been hurt. We've all experienced the valley. We've all experienced pain. Being hurt is not your license to go out here and cause pain to others.
That's bullshit. And if that's how you feel, stay the hell away from me, because I ain't got time for no shit like that in my life. Take your hurt ass on and heal somewhere, and then bend the corner one more time.
Because I ain't finna do that. You're going to have to get somebody else to do that. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Identity crisis. Let me tell y'all something. Sometimes we have an identity crisis. We allow our issues to become a part of our identity, and then we start tripping out. We start trying to be people that we not. We start trying to do things that we ain't got no business doing. It ain't meant for you to do. It's you're not supposed to be there. Them not your people. That's not your clan. And you wonder why stuff not working out for you. You're having a real bad identity crisis. You're trying to keep up with the Joneses. And you is not the Joneses. You is not the Joneses. Okay? You the James. or the Jameses. You're not the Joneses. Sit down. Okay, you're not the Rockefellers. You the Johnsons. And it's okay. Like, that identity crisis, like, trying to be something that you're not, and you wonder why you're miserable. All the bags, all the designer in the world, can I heal that hole in your heart, baby? It ain't gonna happen. And yes, money is a beautiful thing. It is needed. Okay, you do need some source of financial stability, financial income. Okay, you do need it. Yes, money makes things easier. Yes, money makes things easier. I'm not going to say it make it better, but it makes it easier. When you're financially stable, financially set, there is not a doubt. Somebody told you money ain't make things easier, they lied. It does. It absolutely does. But it does not make who you are. Fix yourself in the most realest, rawest form. And God don't bless unauthentic bullcrap. He don't bless who you want to be. He bless who you are. Trust me, I know. So you can walk around here and do everything that you need to do. It's a whole lot of people I see all the time with a whole lot of money. Oh, they kept, honey. They kept. It looked good to the eye, but they are a dressed up trash can and they smell like hell. All that mess that lives within them spews out over their designer drip. And it's a hot, dressed up mess. Don't let your issue become your identity. I'm telling you. And it's okay if you're not there. It's okay. Wherever that there is for you, whatever that thing is for you, it's okay if you're not there yet. Are you progressing? Are you in the same space that you were last week? That's how I've been looking at things for me since January started. Every 7 days, what did I do this week differently that I didn't do last week? And did I progress? I said, I'm going to work out every day. Did I do it? Monday through Friday. I said, I'm going to post every day. Did I do it? I said, I'm going to do my content Monday through Wednesday. Did I do it? Small progression is still progression. Small progression is still progression. Even though you may not look, it's not where you want it to be, but you're still making progress. And little progression leads up to the goal. Small times of progression lead up to the goal. No progression at all. Procrastinating, saying you're going to do something, not doing it, or trying to keep up with something that you ain't got no business keeping up with, stopped you from doing something that you said you was going to do that was on your goal list. That issue, now it's becoming a part of your identity. And you don't always have to let people know your issues. Sometimes you know the issues that you have in private. Fix them. If you see that you're not progressing or you're not where you want to be or there's an issue of your concern within yourself because you know first, you either going to deny it or you're going to fix it. If you want to know if you're growing, look at that part of your life. Look at the small things that only you know that you're dealing with. And are you doing the work to fix it? Or are you just letting it be? Stop complaining about what you want to do if you're not doing anything to reach the goal. I had to tell myself that this year. Takiya, stop complaining. You do no work. Either do the work or don't. And you understand that the work comes with a level of sacrifice. It comes with a level of change. It's going to come with some growth. It's going to come with making different decisions. And yes, they're not going to be easy. And yes, they're going to be uncomfortable. And letting go of some things may be painful, but it is necessary for you to get to where you want to go. Grind mode. Oh, yeah. You can't compare what you don't know. I can't say, oh, when I get this, I'm going to be like this. I don't know how I'm going to be because I ain't got it. So it's very necessary that I do the work now. So when my manifestations start to happen, I'm ready to receive them. And I'm able to deliver in some of the things that I said that I was going to do because I've done the work in order to do it. Listen, don't let your issue become your identity. And I'm gonna tell you something. I wanna talk about this too briefly. It's life is a journey. Every journey has a starting point. In order for you to get to the destination, you have to have a starting point. Start. Whatever it is, start. Start, start, start. There's going to be a journey of some twists and turns, highs, lows, red lights, green lights, go. Start. On a navigation, when you're trying to get from one place to another, you have to have a start location. And based upon that start location and the destination that you want to reach, the navigation is going to map out a route. It's subject to change. The route is subject to change. Weather could change it. An accident could change it. Something along the way could change it. Hell, it might give you more than one route to get to the destination. But it still needs a starting point to reach the destination. Start. You can't just be going through life all willy-nilly. What is it that you want to do? Figure out what it is that you want to do. How can you do it? How can you make money from it? How can it be a blessing to other people? And there you go. Start. Whatever that thing is. And this 2024, by now, most of us know what it is. Excuse me. We know what that thing is. Whatever's stopping us from starting it. Sometimes it's our issues. And we let that become a part of our fabric. Instead of doing the work to change the issue, doing the work within ourselves as much as we can to fix the issue. Fix the issue. Stop complaining and fix the issue. But sometimes we don't want to do that because that issue, in order to fix it, we might have to let some people, places, and things go. See, that's where the work happens. It's okay to walk away. Start. 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 Start working towards your destination. I promise you, you won't regret it. Did I get everything out today? I think I did. I hope this helps somebody, man. Listen, y'all already know. I'm in my season of transparency. And I understand that I don't have
all my shit together. I don't. I'm working on it.
I'm working on
my bag of shit. I'm working on my bag and I'm working on me.
And that's a lot. That's a lot to do, right? And I understand that I'm in control of my destiny and I can't worry about other things. I'm still a mother. I'm still raising my kids. I'm learning how to be a mom to an adult while still raising a teenage boy all over again. Like, I'm still dealing with my own emotions, my own healing, my own growth, my own hurdles, because I do have them. All while this year trying to teach myself healthier habits, trying to fix my issues because I don't want them to become a part of my identity. Learning how to budget, learning how to do this, learning how to travel, learning how to take some time for me. Like, yes, I'm learning all of these things. And it's a lot, but it's worth it. This journey is worth it. This life is worth it. Even the time, I think about times where I didn't want to live anymore. I wanted to give up. I wanted to throw in the towel, right? And now to see where I'm at, man, God is lit. Like, God is lit. I don't even know how to say it. I'm working on another business. I'm about to rebrand Touch by Ty Hair Co. Like, all of these things that I have coming up that I'm doing, like, the work is so overwhelming, but it's so beautiful. Like, the growth, seeing myself grow, looking back just 7 days ago and seeing the growth that I made in just a week by dealing with my issues, man. Because I don't want that to be my excuse. I don't want that to be a part of my identity. Don't let your issues become a part of your identity. Do the work. Do the work. Start. Push. Keep pushing. And when you're tired, dig deep down in that dirt. And push some more. I don't know where I just started sniffling from. Y'all know this weather been crazy in the DMV now. I know I better not be getting no cold. I don't
want no shit now.
All right. Now, with that being said, we have come to the end of our episode of Soulful Sundays. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me. Shout out to everybody watching this on playback. Okay. If you haven't already, head over to talkswithty_ on Instagram and hit the follow button. We also go live from there. So go ahead and hit that bell notification so you can know when we go live if you want to tune in from Instagram. All right. We are fully active on YouTube. Okay. We stream on YouTube at Talks with Ty on YouTube. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And we are also on TikTok and growing. We are growing over on TikTok. Shout out to everybody that follow us on TikTok. If you're not following us, head on over there and hit that follow button. That is our next live goal. Okay. To be able to stream live from TikTok as well. I think that's it. Listen, don't let your issue become your identity. Don't let it do it. Don't let it do it. All right. Y'all already know what's going to happen this week. I will see you guys tomorrow for Mindful Mondays at 8 p.m. We will be in the house. We got some good things to talk about. I ain't going to let y'all know because I want y'all to come back. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay. Yes, I do. All right. It's been fun. Live, love, no matter what. Keep growing through, man. I love it here. And I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me. Thank y'all for tuning in. And I will see you guys tomorrow for Mondays with Talks with Ty. Talks with Ty out. Bye.